This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There are reports this morning that a deal is close to compensate the victims of the Rana Plaza collapse in Bangladesh, which killed more than 1,100 garment industry workers last April. Some companies that made clothes there are in talks with the government and labor groups to create a fund to pay victims and their relatives. The New York Times says it could be as much as $40 million. We're joined now from Dhaka by the BBC's Mahfouz Siddiq. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks.
When you talk to people in Dhaka, do they think having big companies pay into a fund will actually change the garment industry?
There is definitely a sense that because these clothes are intended for Western consumers and bought by global retailers, there is responsibility from their part as well. As far as I've spoken to workers from the Rana Plaza, they all feel that a fund should be put together to compensate those who were affected.
There were some 24 companies whose clothes were made at Rana Plaza, yet we've only got so far 4 who would pay into this fund. That shows some real divide over who would pay for responsibility here.
There does exist a tension between various players in this agreement that's being talked about. Many of the retailers have, while agreed that they will help, they're not ready in many cases, it seems, to be in a binding agreement, because once such an agreement comes into place, you will have a legal framework by which other victims can claim compensation. For North American retailers, they have been very reluctant to join a major global safety alliance because North American retailers fear that they might get into a legal tangle over compensation claims. There seems to be, as you mentioned, still a lot of tension as to who and how much retailers should contribute.
Mahfouz Siddiq of the BBC joining me from Dhaka. Thank you.
Thank you very much.